USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, will attend Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings remotely. More on the hearings, USA Radio News, John Clemens.
The 48-year-old Judge Barrett from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has the potential to change the entire direction of the U.S. Supreme Court by replacing Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Matt Staver, the Liberty Counsel, who has argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, believes the Democrats will come out attacking the nominee.
They are diametrically opposed between the Ginsburg judicial activist philosophy and the constitutionalist originalist philosophy of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And that alone will ultimately affect some significant changes in decisions going forward.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Protesters in Wisconsin took to the streets after officials said no charges will be brought after an officer-involved shooting. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protests ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa wouldn't face charges for shooting and killing Alvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensa, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just as I had time to reflect. The culmination of everything 2020, so the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The president hits the pavement tomorrow. USA News Val Dior has more.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
On Election Day, NASA astronaut Kate Rubins will be more than 200 miles above Earth, but she's still planning to vote. From space. Rubens told the Associated Press, "It's critical to participate in our democracy. We consider it an honor to be able to vote from space." Rubens, a doctor in cancer biology from Stanford, and was the first person to sequence DNA in space. She's currently training for her upcoming 6-month mission on the International Space Station. Voting from the space station is similar to absentee voting, except instead of relying on the U.S. Postal Service to deliver the ballot, Rubens will get hers forward electronically from Mission Control in Houston. Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Barrett delivers her opening statement on Monday to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barrett, who clerked for Scalia, says it was his reasoning that shaped her and that his judicial philosophy was straightforward. A judge must apply the law as written, not as the judge wishes it were. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.